So if the problem is that your belief is you don't think you're enough, the solution is to get to the core, get to the energetic core of this pattern and release the energy around the belief, the conviction, or this truth that you're holding on to. So the solution seems frequently simple for those of us who are tappers because we just go after the core, we go after the belief, we go after the feeling, and we tap it and change our energy. For those of you who are new to tapping, I will be very, very clear and specific about how to tap and where we're tapping. But first things first, where did this belief, I'm not enough, where did this belief come from? Why do you believe it? So when we're doing tapping, we need to have a very clear target. So in original EFT and in tapping as it's evolved, we still need a very clear target so we know what we're working on. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is start with a bit more global tapping, not be quite as specific, but try to still reduce this feeling of truth about this belief, I'm not enough, in your system, in your energy system. And when we change it in your energy system, it changes out into your physicality, your mind, your thoughts, your beliefs, your how you carry yourself, your posture, and you start to behave differently, and people react differently to you because your consciousness has changed. And that's what's so exciting for those of us who have been long-term tappers. We really do think it can change the world because we've seen it change people's lives for the better countless times. So here's how we start. We're going to measure how you feel and the truth of the statement, I'm not enough. Okay? So as you're sitting there listening to this program, I want you to repeat this phrase out loud. It's our target statement. I am not enough. So I'm going to ask you to measure two things. How true does that feel to you? Some of you are going to say, what do you mean? It's of course, it's the truth. I'm at a 10. I'm not enough. That is fact. That's why I'm listening to this program. Good. And others of you will be more in the 5, 4, 6 range, 5, 6, 7 range. All right. And I want you to feel that in your body. Right? Just feel the truth of it. I just feel it's true. Okay. Now, a secondary thing to measure is how do you feel about it? So some of you might say, well, I don't feel anything about it because it's a fact. Some of you might say, I feel sad about it. I feel sad that as I'm repeating the statement out loud, I am not enough, it really does feel true. Some of you will feel frustrated by it. You know you've been struggling with this for years and years, maybe your whole life, probably your whole life. It doesn't usually start later in life. We usually get it from early on. And the topic is frustrating you. Others of you might even feel resentful that you know you got it from someplace else. And intellectually, you don't want to feel less than. You don't want to feel as if you're not enough, but you kind of can't help it. It feels like that subconscious programming that I talked about earlier. So measure how true it feels, I am not enough. It's just the truth, I'm not enough. And write that down. Because what's going to happen as we keep tapping is that's going to feel less and less true to you. So before we get into the specific events and specific terms that people said to you and the way they looked at you that made you feel not enough, we're going to start with this idea of it just feels true. Okay? So we have the target statement, I am not enough. You've measured how true it feels on the 0 to 10 point scale. And now we're going to start tapping. And again, for those of you who are new to tapping, we start on the karate chop point. And if you've ever seen a karate master on television chop a block in half, it's the space on his left or right hand, the outside of his hand. It's below the pinky, above the heel of the hand, right where he might chop a block in half. That's called the karate chop point, and that's where we start. And this is called the setup statement. And we name the problem. We say, even though I have this problem, and we fill in the blank. It's, yes, that simple. And we follow that phrase with, and I deeply and completely accept myself. Or I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Now, what's the point of this statement? The point of this statement is to reduce resistance and to truly try to accept yourself in spite of the problem that you're viewing, in spite of the problem that you're trying to get away from. We all have so much resistance in our bodies, in our minds, in our energy systems, and resistance blocks us from getting what we want. And whether resistance is a belief or a feeling or an attitude or a thought, the more we can reduce the power of resistance, the more open we are, the more free we feel, and the more we're able to allow abundance into our lives. So here we go. We're going to start on the karate chop point, and I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to leave enough space in the recording through this entire program so that you can tap along with me. So start tapping on your karate chop point, either the left hand or the right hand. Since I'm right-handed, it's more comfortable for me to use the fingers of my right hand to tap on the karate chop point that's located on my left hand. Okay, so that's what I'll be doing. So repeat after me. Even though this belief just feels true, this is while you're tapping on your karate chop point, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though this belief just feels true to me, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though this belief just feels true in every cell in my body, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Good. And now we tap on the specific meridian points on the face and the body that correspond with endpoints, stress relief points on the meridians. And the meridians carry this energy and electricity through our systems. It's all based on traditional Chinese medicine. And we're going to tap on these points while we name the problem out loud. We need to bring up the file, so to speak. We need to bring up the issue while we do the tapping, or else we're not in it. The original form of EFT or tapping was called thought field therapy. And they would say you need to be in the thought field in order to reduce it or to change it. So I'm helping you get into the thought field by saying out loud and repeating out loud what the problem is. And in this case, the problem is it just feels true. This belief that I'm not enough feels true. So we've done the setup statement on the karate chop point. Now tap on the beginning of your eyebrow. Now it could be on the left eyebrow or the right eyebrow, right above your nose. And just tap on the beginning there. And I'm tapping, tap, 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 and quite lightly. You can do it quite lightly. And just repeat after me. This belief just feels true to me. Good. Now move to the next point, which is on the outside side of your eye. There's a little V bone on the outside of both eyes. So you can do your left side or your right side. Don't go all the way back into your temple or your hairline. Stay right on that little corner of your eye. Okay. I'm just not enough. It feels true. Good. And then go to under the eye. There's a little circular bone there. They call it the bony orbit right under your eye. Tap in the center there, either side. This belief that I'm not enough just feels true. Good. And then move to the next point, which is under your nose on your upper lip. And just tap there. I tap with two fingers there, right in the center. And we repeat the target statement again. It just feels true that I'm not enough. Good. The next point is called the chin point. It's above your chin and below your lower lip, right in the crease there. And tap right there. and repeat the statement again, "It just feels true that I'm not enough." Good. The next point is called the collarbone point. And trace your collarbones down to those funny little knobs at the end, right below your neck. And go down about an inch below those funny knobs and an inch out to the outside. Okay? So you're not all the way over where your shoulder meets your arm. That's too far. You're really right below that little knob. Now, some people, what they do is they tap on the left side or the right side, or they take their hand and they outstretch their palm and they tap the entire palm over the area there where the knot of a man's tie would be. So in that case, of course, you're tapping over those knobs and right below them, so you are getting the point. So whichever feels easier, either tap below the left knob, below the right knob, right in between the knob is that funny little U indentation, right? Okay. So either tap on the left side or the right side, or take your whole hand and just tap lightly over that whole area. Okay, and we say the statement again. I just feel it's true that I'm not enough. Good. The next point is under your arm, left side or right side, about 4 inches below your armpit in your ribs, right across from your breast, chest, your nipple there, right across in your ribs, tap there. I just think it's true, it's not enough. And you can do your left side or your right side. And then we end on the top of the head. It's a beautiful acupuncture point on the top of our head. And just say, tap around in a circle there and say, it just feels true to me. I'm not enough. Good. And I end each round with a deep breath. Good. And that just continues to help the energy move through. Now, because I was directing you and telling you where to tap and interrupting in order to describe the points, I'd like to do that whole round again without even measuring. So go right back to the karate chop point and start tapping there and repeat after me. Even though it just feels true that I'm not enough, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. A second time. Even though it just feels true that I'm not enough, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though it just feels true, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Good. Now tap on the eyebrow point. It just feels true. Side of the eye, I'm not enough. Under the eye, it just feels true. Under the nose, I'm not enough. Chin point, it just feels true to me. Collarbone, I don't think I'm enough. Under the arm, it just feels true to me. And end on the top of the head, I'm just not enough, and that's the truth. Good, take a deep breath. So there is a solid, great first tapping round on this topic. So now what I'd like you to do is go back to our, quote, target statement, right? I'm not enough, and it just feels true. And measure that now on the 0 to 10 point scale. 10 means, ugh, it is still way too true for me, totally true. 0 is, what problem? I don't know what you mean. And notice how you feel about this. Does it feel true to you? And those of you who also measured whether it felt sad or frustrating to you, that feeling may have gone down as well. But start with, how true does this feel to you when you say, I am just not enough? That's the belief that we're working with. Hopefully, many of you have already gone down in that measurement on the 0 to 10 point intensity scale. And while you know it's still an issue for you, it just doesn't have the same charge, the same zing, and it just doesn't feel as true to you. Okay? So that's a great place to start, and let's move on. We're going to continue to work on where this belief came from and why you believe it to this day.